Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Dilation. I just want to be gay.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Hey, everyone's around. Come up with your hands up.
All right, it's just around 12 o'clock. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, also 101.9 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron, and I have some very special guests today. Who are you guys?
I'm Brett from Fear of Tomorrow.
And I'm Fote, also from Fear of Tomorrow.
All right, and Fear of Tomorrow, been going since 2008, and yeah, I saw you guys. I think one of your first shows was that was the Restart show a few summers ago. That was the first.
That was our first show.
And the lineup has changed considerably, has it not?
Yeah.
I moved from drums to guitar, and we got a new drummer. His name's Kevin. He's a ripper. He's a D-beater.
And yeah, and then I saw you guys in the summer, and the lineup has changed since then too. You're not playing guitar anymore, is that right, Fote?
No, I'm back to guitar again.
Oh, okay. So it's changed, and then it changed back, so it's it was what I was expecting. So yes, Fear of Tomorrow will be playing tonight, an anti-Olympic show with DOA, The Jolts, and a speech by Chris Shaw, professor, about the three-ring circus. And yeah, Fear of Tomorrow have a new record out, and I'm looking at it, and it looks pretty cool. It looks like Shenny from Inepsy has done the artwork.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true, he has done it.
Stoke.
Yeah, and it's on your label, Charge Distorted, and yeah, guess you guys are going on tour when? March, is it? Or
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yep.
And next Saturday you'll be playing at La Casa del Artista, 150 East 3rd with Abandoned, Tempest, War Hero, and the Suicide Children, but tonight you're playing an anti-Olympics gig. Yeah. Do you guys like the Olympics? The Olympics?
Hell no.
Right. No.
Well, all I got to say is, yeah, I missed work yesterday. I had a bit of a 2010 flu, so I called in sick. And all I got to say, though, I feel so safe with all these police around, you know. It makes me, yeah, just feel secure in my own city, being told, like, hey, you can't walk here, you can't go there, no cross over here, no, this is a restricted zone. And yeah, there's nothing.
The parks with the painted faces, Canadian flags.
those red Olympic mitts that everyone wears.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, like I said, I feel safe with so many cops around. I just love living in a police state.
We'll be right back. Charlie Harper from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
About the price, you're not. are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Well, their own staff likes it. I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I just had a slice. Wasn't bad. What do you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, Pi R Square downstairs at the Sub building. Yeah, grab a slice and, yeah.
It's worth the bus ride from East Vancouver to UBC.
Yeah, and this thing's worth it too as well, right? This whole ordeal that we're doing. And for those of you just tuned in, yes, we've got Fotes and Brett from Fear of Tomorrow. Fear of Tomorrow, who just... have a new 7-inch, which is almost out. Yeah, we've got the test pressing here.
Yeah, this is the test press here. It's going to be out on Friday, just in time for our show next Saturday.
Okay, and before we get into it, we had a set of songs about our friends who are the Boys in Blue. I got to say, you know, I love Cops, because without Cops, we wouldn't have these amazing songs like UK Subs from the AWOL release doing Police State, and a song by the Special Duties doing a song called Police State, and a song by a Toronto act who is no longer, called the Blundermen, doing a track called 309 and Beyond, and Battalion of Saints doing a song called Cops Are Out. Gotta love it. And the Authorities doing a song called I Hate Cops. Well...
Or the band MDC.
Yeah.
We'll probably play a bit later on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we might get to that in a bit, but we're going to get to some Fear of Tomorrow. So, yes, Fear of Tomorrow will be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater with DOA The Jolts. And, it'll be a good one. What time do you guys go on? You're first, right?
We're playing first, probably 9:30, 10. I'm not sure.
Usual.
Come early.
All right. Yeah, like I said, there's a speech from Chris Shaw, and then you guys will be playing. Have you heard of his stuff, that professor?
I haven't really.
Have you seen that free DVD, The Three Ring Circus?
No.
It's free. What's your excuse?
I'm lazy.
Yeah, you never knew about it, right?
I'm too busy watching movies like Uncle Buck and Police Academy.
Police Academy, okay. Well, let's get into this 7-inch now. Hot off the press, you'll be hearing this here first. This hasn't been broadcasted anywhere.
No, yet. This is the debut.
Debut on Generation Annihilation, Fear of Tomorrow. And I'm told this one starts with a lot of feedback, so it's not a glitch on your computer or your crappy
don't adjust
signal.
Your dials.
Yep, this is Fear of Tomorrow. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Let it go, stop it, I'm up. Sex disco sucks, lock shit. Sons of pain, pop, stop it, I'm up. Sex disco sucks, lock shit. Lots of perfect people. Filled in a perfect temple. Lots of perfect people. Filled in a perfect temple. Disco sucks, disco sucks, lot shit. Disco sucks, disco sucks, disco sucks, lot shit. Disco sucks, disco sucks, disco sucks, lot shit. Lot shit, lot shit, lot shit, fucking shit. There ain't no fucking crap. Get out of my way.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
That's right. DOA will be playing tonight at the at the Rickshaw Theater. They'll be playing with the Jolts and Fear of Tomorrow. Who we have in the studio with us today? We have Foat, we have Brett, and we heard two brand new tracks from their brand new 7-inch. We heard Crucifier and Never Ender. I gotta say, the D beats really shines on this, as opposed to the cassette, which was more kind of a fast hardcore type pace. Would you agree, or?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I think the demo tape, we were trying to find our sound. We didn't know exactly 100% where we were going, but.
You found yourselves now, and you found yourself on this brand new 7-inch on Charge Distorted Records. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess we'll hear another tune off that. We're gonna pick that one up where the last one left off. And yeah, this one is called Death Comes Crashing. Here we go.
GTR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the discount is for Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, but I think they're probably off the list, eh? They're done.
Scratch them off.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever eat there?
I ate there once or twice.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
I did. They just had some goofy names for their breakfast.
That's the problem with vegetarian restaurants. I don't mind the food, but...
They weren't vegetarian, Slickety Jim's, were they?
Yeah, they were all vegetarian.
Were they?
Maybe not, I don't know.
No, I got some chorizo sausages there once, I remember.
You can't just say, give me three flapjacks, please. You have to go, give me the flapjack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, pancakes, man.
All right, for those of you just tuned in, we got Fotes and we got Brent from Fear of Tomorrow, and we've been playing Fear of Tomorrow's new 7-inch. It's self-titled, and it looks really cool, I must say. I haven't even looked at the insert. No photos.
No photos.
No, well, that gives you the incentive to come and see you guys live, right? You can see what they look like, and you can see Fear of Tomorrow tonight at the Rickshaw Theater. And we ended that set off with Fear of Tomorrow, Conquest for Death. A certain band came to mind when I typed that title, that track out. Did you have it in mind as well? Necros?
Not at the time, but yeah, Necros have a song called Conquest for Death.
All right, and before that we heard one of Brett's picks. You pronounce it.
I'll just say Kvater Engine.
All right.
Swedish band.
Hella Skitten.
Yeah.
It was pretty hella cool.
Kang.
And we heard from
Shang.
Heard from Fear Tomorrow. And the set before that, Death Comes Crashing, another track from their brand new 7-inch, which we're hearing a lot of. So, yeah, you guys are going on tour. You're going on tour with, who is it, Tempest?
No. What Shame.
Yeah, What Shame.
Okay,
Los Angeles.
That's Los Angeles. Yeah, and you've brought this cassette demo tape. Man, this looks pretty DIY, too. Yeah.
They're pretty DIY.
How long has this band been out?
I think they've been around for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
They played Vancouver last year, and we played a couple of shows with them, and we were pretty good friends with Adrian, the main man, so we're pretty stoked to go tour. And
where does the tour start?
Portland.
Portland, and you're meeting What Shame down there and going down the coast, and whereabouts else are you going to be playing?
Down the bottom of the U.S., all the way to Florida, and then kind of a triangle, if you will.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, quite a drive, but...
Who's driving? You
know, we're punks.
Soberest person, I guess.
The one person who's not totally annihilated.
Won't be me!
Alright, so we're gonna hear some What Shame in a bit, probably after this next song. It's a cassette, so there might be a little bit of space before the song. So yes, you've been warned, and we've got a pick of Brett's coming up, and I couldn't agree with it more. Classic. MDC... Corporate Death Burger.
Ronald.
Here we go.
Run a last of 30, stop and pops every grease. You're searching for something, mother said he's gonna please. Classic chairs and fake shakes to help it all go down. Pulling your children with their knives, trying to strike your mind. Corporate Death Burger, Ronald McDonald. Corporate Death Burger, Ronald McDonald. Change from your five, ankles deep in blood. Making your career, some millions every year. Golden arts and rocks, miles, golden arts and rocks. All your grain accounts, the children rest in peace. The stench of human rotting, pushes like fish for aid. Designed to collect the major 50,000 stock today. Corporate Death Burger, Ronald McDonald. Corporate Death Burger, Ronald McDonald. Change from your five, torture camps for cows. Slaughter and starvation from Death Corporation. Golden Arts and Ryle smiles. Golden Arts and Ryle smiles. Ronald McDonald, Corporate Death Burger, Ronald McDonald, change from
Hi, everybody in the world. This is David Victor of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say, no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
Grave, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Crust.
Yeah, we have one of the members of Mass Grave here. It's not Lenny, but we have Brett from Mass Grave. I neglected to mention that Brett also plays in Mass Grave as well as Fear of Tomorrow. You play drums.
I do.
In Mass Grave. And you used to play drums in Fear of Tomorrow. How did you, how did it end up that you picked up a guitar and started strumming for Fear of Tomorrow?
I just wanted to change it up and, you know, didn't have to set up drums and do all that stuff.
Had you been
sweat, you know?
Had you been playing guitar previously for a long time? Or?
Yeah, I've played guitar for years. I just never played guitar really in an active band. I just kind of fiddled around on my own.
It just made sense because me and Hesher here are the two kind of chief songwriters of the band, so it makes sense he would move to guitar.
And you write a lot of the songs, do you?
Or, I'd say it's probably 50-50.
Yeah.
But so you do write the music, the riffs,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay, cool.
All the good ones.
So yes, then it would make sense that you would play guitar and
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice when I walked into the Rickshaw Theater there for the Distort Fest. Yeah, there you were playing a brand new shiny black SG. Well, it looked pretty new. I don't know.
Yeah, it's getting pretty banged up.
Right.
Pretty punkified.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Beer stained.
Does Long and McQuaid know? Is it a Long and McQuaid special or?
Yeah, I bought it there years ago, but I actually had money.
Okay.
I was like, I better buy a guitar.
So it's paid off then.
Oh yeah,
guitar.
For sure.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine, the Long and McQuaid people, came to his place to repo his guitar. He had dropped it. He was playing in a band called Pipe Bomb, and he had dropped the thing like several times, smashed the neck, glued it back together. He couldn't figure out who was calling his intercom. He was kind of a private guy, but it happened to be Bill from Long and McQuaid or whatever his name. And then he came up, had a look at this guitar all bolted together with screws and glue and bed sheets taped together. He said, okay, well, just pay us when you can afford to, okay? Yeah, and anyways, in that last set, we ended things off with another track from Fear of Tomorrow, Empty Values. I didn't ask, where was this one recorded?
We recorded up in Squamish. Dave Hardy from Chuck Norris and Cobra.
Noisy Boys Music in the back of a local music shop up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. We were up there recording for the weekend. All those little pecker sniffs from War Hero showed up with a bunch of beers. And
kind of turned into a bit of a party.
Yeah, just as I was doing the vocals. Which is always fun.
And we also heard from What Shame in this set. That's from a cassette demo. What Shame you'll be playing with. We heard a track called Conquest, or no, Sealed Shuts. And I didn't put this down on play sheet, but we did hear MDC as well in their Corporate Death Burger. How can you not love it? Yeah.
First timeless classic.
First MDC song I ever heard. Yeah, MDC coming to Seattle with the Restarts this May, so that'd be a good show. But yeah, let's get back into the tunes here. This is I don't know. First of all, let's talk about some influences. When you hear Fear Tomorrow, I mean, have people ever said you sound like this band or that band or?
We've got Totalitar, we've got Poison Idea, which are pretty big influences.
Discharge. That they're definitely my favorite band of all time. Discharge, Totalitar, Poison Idea, Swedish hardcore mostly. Some Japanese hardcore, like Bastard.
Our new drummer, Kevin, he's got some Motorhead, some Filthy Phil double kicks, so that'll be...
Yeah,
he's another different influence.
He's beginning to add a lot to the band.
Yeah, for sure.
More rock and roll.
Okay, so we're going to get into, a pick of votes, and we can't really call this one an influence, can we?
This is definitely an influence.
We were actually going to cover this song, we just couldn't get it together. Thinking of throwing it in there.
Yeah.
Set for tour.
It's punk. It's anti-cops.
And it is.
And it's awesome. Screeching Weasel, everybody.
All right. Look at that. We'll be right back.
Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Yeah, we're all drugged, aren't we?
Let's do drugs.
Yeah, we're hopped up on some real good espresso there.
We're pretty brutal dudes.
Yeah.
We drink coffee.
And, yeah.
We drink beer, too.
And who drinks beer? Who are you?
I'm Brett from Fear of Tomorrow.
And we got Foat as well. And yeah, we've been playing lots of stuff off their brand new 7-inch. And yeah, we heard in the last set, we didn't hear any tracks from them in the last set. Ended that set off with Bombs Away. Never heard that act before. From Portland, Oregon, I'm told.
Yeah, the guitar player from this band was in the original lineup of Fear of Tomorrow. Or the pre-Fear of Tomorrow, I guess you can say, when we first started getting together and jamming.
Yeah, a couple of his riffs actually ended up on our demo, and we kind of nipped them because they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. He's in a new band from Montreal called Illegal, and listening to that tape, he's got a couple of the same riffs that we have. It's pretty awesome.
I guess they're his, so he has
their riffs. There is, yeah. It's some good crossover, though.
All right, and yeah, some Totalitar. I mean, geez, what's very appropriately fitting for this show, Vire Elton, Prank Records. 2007, one of the best releases of that that year, that's for sure.
The decade, I'd say.
Yeah, great band.
Long, long-running Swedish band, Totalitar. And we heard another band called Desoquitos. Problems. The name of the track was called Asentio.
Can you tell all three of us are white dudes?
Yeah.
Descondesanos, let's get some burritos after, eh?
And that is on Lagoa Armada Records. Great. Good label. Put out some good stuff. And start things off with Screeching Weasel, Boogada, 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 Police Insanity. And I thought, hey, that actually does have kind of a sort of a hardcore kind of ring to it. I haven't heard that record for a long time. I got it in my collection. But yeah, that's a lot heavier than, say, Hey Suburbia or whatever.
Definitely.
All right, so yeah, we're going to get into some more stuff. We're going to get into another track from the new Fear of Tomorrow 7-inch. This is, I guess, your anthem, Fear of Tomorrow. Yeah. No future, no fucking way. Bryce phoned me up this morning and said he was he wanted me to play this song and he would be sure to phone up and request it. He hasn't phoned, so who knows, maybe he's not listening, but maybe he can listen to the podcast later.
From Inepsi, you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's fucking rock! Let's talk!
Get a shot of food in the land. Jackson's falling down.
Plenty of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, crust.
What? And there's Lenny again, and
you can't get rid of that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they were different. I didn't play
Keith
the same.
Sutherland.
All right, and got about another 5 minutes to go in the show. So, what did we last hear? We started things all off with Fear of Tomorrow. Title track, Fear of Tomorrow. Your theme song, shall we say?
Yeah. No future, no way, man.
Yeah, and
every band needs to have a song that says no future in it. I think.
Yeah.
And then we followed with Death Raid, Hellbender from a Blackwater Records release. Good band from Seattle.
Great band. We get to play with them on tour in Seattle the last date. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
Be a good way to end it.
Yeah, Jay Styles. He's an icon.
So you have all the dates confirmed where you're playing, all the places. I mean, I should say all the venues and all the
everything confirmed except for Alabama. I wouldn't be that butthurt if we had a day off that day.
Sweet home Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Alabama except for that song, really, to be honest with you, but who knows? Maybe they got a thriving scene.
Yeah, you never know. It's always the smallest towns that surprise you, and kids go off the most. So, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, Nepsi following the set, Invading City Weapons, No Order Disorder, and Brett just informs me that they are playing.
They're playing here in June. I'm not sure the exact date. Folk, you the date?
June 12th?
June 12th.
Or no, I think earlier than that, June 8th. Sometime in June. Lenny from the band Unfun is doing it, so undoubtedly you won't hear about it.
Oh!
Oh!
Undoubt, Unfun.
Bring a bottle of Jameson for...
I try not to spread rumors or say false things, but is it true that Nepsi, in fact, are no longer on Feral Ward Records?
I don't know.
I heard they did that last one, and that was the last one for Feral Ward, or I don't know.
It could be, I'm not sure.
It was a pretty rock and roll record. What do you think of that last record?
I love it.
Yeah, do you?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah. It took a couple listens. It was surprising because it sounds absolutely nothing like the 7-inch. But once I eased into it and accepted it as a rock and roll album and not a punk album.
Dirty rock played around the block.
Good musicianship, I'll say. Okay record. I'd probably take their first two over that one. But
It depends what kind of mood you're in.
I don't know. I just want that Complications record. Is that ever going to come out?
It is out.
Apparently,
put it out, the LP.
Apparently, it's reviewed in Maximum Rock and Roll, but it's not on Feral Ward's website. Scratch Records can't get it. Apparently, that was like this Fear of Tomorrow 7-inch we're playing. Apparently, that is a an advanced copy or something. The actual vinyl hasn't, the actual records haven't materialized. Go figure, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
If too you busy see it, eating poutine.
Yeah.
Something.
And off the set with Bastard, Wind of Change, Dear Cops, another song about cops. We got a reoccurring theme on this show. And speaking of the show, we're almost done. So thanks Brett, thanks Foats. Catch Fear of Tomorrow tonight at the Rickshaw Theater with DOA The Jolts. Part of the Olympics Can Go to Hell gig. It's $15. And see these bands, you won't be disappointed. If you like what you heard, you won't be disappointed. And yeah, don't forget to catch Fear of Tomorrow next Saturday, 150 East 3rd, at the La Casa del Artista with Abandon, Tempest, War Hero, and Suicide Children. So yeah, a couple more tracks from Fear of Tomorrow. Before we get out of here, we're going to hear Bastards and Prophets from Misery. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Cheers.
Hey.
Stay punk.
Download the podcast of this show as always, www.citr.ca. Enjoy. Here we go. We'll be right back.
It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. We got a lot of great stuff coming up for you. I got a guest in the house, Gary from Scrape Records. Introduce yourself, Gary. Hold on. I'll play on your mic. Mic three.
Hello, world. My name's Gary. I like heavy metal. I brought in some stuff today. Hopefully, we'll dig it.
Yeah.
This is my radio debut, so bear with me, but it should be fun.
It should be a great time, and I'm going to get the mic set proper for him soon. And so this is Gojira with The Art of Dying. Stick around.